Omer Kiya Barasi Vishmei Dalula. Gimel Oira is saying that three skins of animals, three types of prepared skins, matzah, chayfa, v'diftera. Each one is a lower level of preparation. Matzah, kimashmoy. The word matzah is kimashmoy, the like v'liyach, the like miyach, the like. That no preparation was done, nothing was done, that's called matzah. L'may yalchasa, like tzor Shabbos, the kamashira, if you turn it short review, that's the matzah mishkol kot. To wrap a small way, to kama, amar abaya, river, the river, the papadis. Interestingly enough, the Rosh in Pesachim, I'm not going to believe it, but the Rosh brings a raya from here that matzah is not supposed to have salt. When you bake the matzah, because he says the Gemara says matzah is delay maliyah. You see, the word matzah means delay maliyah. It's a little strange because it also says delay kamiyah, and has no flour in it either. So the Rosh himself unmasked this, but he actually, in I guess he brings it as a remi, not as a raya. The second thing is chayfa. The maliyah v'lai kamiyah v'lai yafiz. L'may hilchasa l'lai tzor shabbos. Kamish yuroi. How much is the shear of an ar that's prepared this much? K'didnan ar k'day lasis kamiyah. And the last level is diftera. Diftera, it's not a flap, it's not prepared. It's still something that's yachal is dayif. It's maliyah kamiyah, but it's l'lai. So we bring this here to tell us this din, that even though it's a diftera, something that yachal is diet, nevertheless, again, it's kosher, like the chachamim, and the shir is, kedei lichtov olav esaget. Rush brings a raya from this Gemara to the machloikis, had a paskin on the Amud Beis. We're going to have a machloikis for Belozer and the Yechanan. If this din that will masher a get on a ksav yochel is dayif is the choshkaris, or is it only by git? So to Rosh, since the Gemara here is soysim, could they lift of all of us a get? Since the Gemara chapdor and daf the get, so it's very nice that the stomach of the Gemara is that we paskin like Rebbe Lazar, that you can only ride kitten on Shtoros Shiachol is Dayif, and not by Rebbe Yechanan. Rebbe Yechanan is going to say after we call Shtoros. So it's up the Rush from here. It's a riot. It's the Rif Shita. The Rif Shita is that we paskin only kitten you can ride on a Klap Shiachol is Dayif. And that Shar Shtaris is up to Rush, Saraya from here. Before what?
Even when
hear what you're saying. You'll see from the way this plays out when I'm about to speak out. It's not that way. But you'll see. Hold on. What? Again, it's more predictable than a contract. A contract, that's what it means. A contract could have many tenuyim in it. The Peshua is matmi on the Rush. It says, what kind of diuk is that? Could they list of all of us? Haget, Bais, there's Dafke get, and not Shar Shtaris. So the Peshua, the Rush himself, on the Amud Beis, says, like Tosfos says on the Amud Beis, that get includes all Shtarei Kinyan. And the Gemara on the Amud Beis has the Machlokes, what you could write on Sav Shiachol is Dayit. Everyone agrees that get and all Shtarei Kinyan are the same. The only Machlokes later is what about Shtarei Raya? But Shtarei Kinyan, Azich included in get. So Zach's really sure, how can you make a deal? Because the Chapton get, it didn't Chapton Shar Shtaris. What do you mean? Shtar shtar is definitely are included because get is who has in shtar kinyan. So what you're saying, the concise kind is on the Peshua. And the Peshua's kind is, what kind of diuk is this? That you're making a diuk, get, la fuke shar shtar is, that the Rosh is diuk. Peshua's kind is, you can't make a diuk, because shar shtar is of Kenyan as if we're included. That's the Peshua's kind. Is that the concise? I don't understand the Peshua. The Rosh says in the Amid Beis that when we say get, it means all shtarei kinyan. So then on the Amid Aleph also, get means all shtarei kinyan. What's the clear issue is kasha? That how can you say get is dafka? What about shtarei kinyan? That's not a kasha. Because get on the Amid Beis also means shtarei kinyan. The word get we use to apply to all shtarei kinyan. The Rosh's diuk is a good diuk. Why is the kapon get and not shtarei raya? Shtarei raya not included in the word get. So that diuk is where it's up to Christ. It's a good diuk. The Rosh's diuk is a good diuk. Well, what's trying to play Yeshua? Well, what is the play Yeshua that you're fast? Because it doesn't include shtarei kinyan, so it's not a diuk for shtarei raya. What do you mean? Get includes shtarei kinyan. But the Nesivus comes and he defends, well, the Ksais defends the Rosh, so I guess Nesivus has to defend the Klei Yeshua, right? Nesivus says that the Ksais didn't read the Klei Yeshua right. So Yeshua is Masber, what he means. On Shabbos, you're chayav to carry something that's a size that people normally would use. The Pnei Yeshua says that shtarei gittin are generally longer than shtarei kinyan. Because a get has to have in it the shem ha'ish, the shem ha'isha, the shem ha'ir. It has certain requirements that have to be written in a get. Other shtareis are going to be smaller. They're going to be smaller shtareis. The Teshua means to say, on the Amid Beis, Taka, when you say the word get, it's Lav Dafka, Mishtari Kinyan too, it's a big deal, what's the Dafka mean? But over here, with the Gemara Chaton get, it must be that get is Dafka. Because if it would be true about other Shtarais, here there would be an Afkamina. Because if other Shtarais could be written on Diftara, so then, why didn't the Gemara say Sharei Shtaris, which are smaller? They shouldn't have done a smaller than Gittin. Because Gittin has to have at least 12 lines. Shar Shtaris. Sometimes you can have long Shtaris. Sometimes you can have short Shtaris. You write a simple IOU. I owe you $100 and sign it. The whole Shtar could be two lines. So something to see this, that the Yeshua's Diyuk was a very good Diyuk. His Diyuk is that when it says here get, it must be dafka. It can't mean shar shtaris. Because if it means shar shtaris, because if it would be true about shar shtaris also, it would be an afkanina lahalachi. You would have to hop on the smaller shtar. Elamai, why taka does it say get? See, he's an asper. Because a get, you would write on diftera. Because after all, a get is usually a shtar, you give the get, and everyone goes home. Shtarei mamin, it's not normal to write on diftera. Because diftera is a davar ayachal is dais. So b'chlal, it's not normal to write it on a diftera. Now it's true that Gemara later will talk about is it kosher, it's not kosher if you did it. You have to know the halacha. But the Shabbos, for the sheer of carrying in Shabbos, that depends on what's normal to write. It has to be a davar shchiya. So it's up to Pnei Yeshua and the Nesivus. When the Gemara says here, Pnei Lichta V'Saget, get is dafka get. Because the Hilchus Shabbos, it has to be a shtar that it's normal to write. It's not normal to write shtarei mamon on things that could be forged. Would anybody nowadays write a shtar mamon with a pencil that you could erase? Nobody would ever do it. So Zakta Pnei Yeshua, could they lift their arms and say, get this dafka? Only get is the shir of the Hilchos Shabbos. That's the shir of Diftara, because nothing else, you'd never write a shtar mamon on Diftara. Memela get is dafka. Memela, the whole diyuk of the rush falls away. The rush makes a diyuk. Why is the chapam get and not other shtaris? There has to be another reason it didn't happen on other shtaris, because other shtaris, the shtari kinyan are smaller, and it's gemara chapsan dafka get. So the point is, the Peshua's point is that here get has to be dafka. So I said, if get on the other base is not dafka, who says it's dafka here? Now here it has to be dafka. So Nesivis, because here the whole point is still Cheshavis, you go busting the smallest star. And if you're hopping on get, it means dafka get. And this which you were telling me before, that other stars are bigger, sometimes other stars are bigger. But sometimes other stars are smaller. Still Cheshavis, you go by the smallest one.
I was saying bigger, which is not
predictable. It's in a chinami, but still Cheshavis, you go by the smallest normal thing.
I'm saying that you don't even by El Shabbos go with Shkia to the answer.
So that's what he's saying, that it must be that only a get is Shkiach on Diftara. Nothing else would be Shkiach. No one else would write a Shkiach on Diftara. And the Mela get is Dafka. The Mela, the Rosh's Diyuk falls away. Because the Rosh's Diyuk is that other things are. The Rosh's Diyuk of other Shkiach is not true. Get here is get is Dafka. Okay, the Chachamim Ashir. Now we come to the din of Diftara, Naya Machuk, the din of Yachol is Dayis. We have a Machlaikis in the Mishnah, if you could write a get, if a get is kosher, on a Dovash Yachol is Dayis. The Chachamim holds its kosher, Tarakama holds its posel, the Gemara says, Ma Chachamim, Omer Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer. This goes back to the Machlaikis, the Mesiva Karati, the Hasima Karati. And that's what they argue with. Just turn back to Yamid Aleph. I want to look at the Tosfos. Lo yal nayir machuk. Lo yal nayir machuk. What do we say? That a star, a get, like the Tanakama, cannot be written on nayir machuk. That's where Rameya has this. If you hold Eide Chassima Karati, you can't write it on nayir machuk. And if you hold like Rebbe Eliezer that a day Mesira Karati, then you could. So Tosis, what's the case? Loya Nayir Machus or Tosis? Shehaksav al Hanayir She'inay Machus. The Eidav al Hamachak. Interesting case. Tosis says, not the way you taiched it when you learned the Mishnah. And Rashi in the Mishnah is not mashed for this one. Tosis says, a new taich. What is Naya Mafuk? That the Ksav, meaning the get itself, is on paper that was never erased. You can tell, it was never erased. The Eidim are something that was erased. And now they signed on top. Now, why doesn't Tosfos just say the whole paper was once erased? Why don't you say Naya Mafuk? The whole thing was once erased. So Tosfos explains. Avashtev HaMachak, kosher. You hear this? If you could tell it was once erased, and everything, inside the star, inside the signature, is on the machak, that's good. You could tell on paper it was erased twice. Not our paper, but on that paper you could tell it was erased twice. So if you have a piece of paper that the whole paper was erased once, and now you wrote on it, some places that would be kosher. Be kosher kuliyama. So where is it possible? Where the Ksav was on Nayir She'enay Machuk, and the Eidim are on the Machak. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, in four or five different pieces, signed in the Mishnayos, and signed in the Tshuva, and signed in the Kiddushin, says he doesn't understand his Tosfos. Think about the case for a minute. You have a star, it's written on paper that was never erased. And the Eidim are written on a part that was erased. What's the problem? Well, what could be the problem with the star? It's all with the star. You could tell it's the original star. It was written Anayar Shede Machuk. And the signature is Anayar Machuk. So what are you afraid of? There were different Adam and they erased and they put new Adam. What chashash is there? You see, it's good. The Ksav is Anayar Shede Machuk. And the Adam are on the Machak. What could be wrong with this? The whole substance of the Shtar is authentic. It was never erased. So Elamai, that's Rabbi Kiva, you're going to say it's a Gzera. It's a Gzera. If I'm going to be Masha, such a Shtar, then I'm Gzera that the person's going to take it, erase the Ksav, and rewrite the Ksav over the Eden, and it'll look good because it'll look uniform. So we're going to make this type of gezeira that a person will do it. But for the kiveger, if it's a gezeira, so then what does it have to do with the machlekes Ramei and Rebbe Eliezer? A Rebbe Eliezer. If you want to make a gezeira, that if you're going to have a star with an even signed on the machak, and the top of the star is normal, so that gezeira should be signed like Ramei and signed like Rebbe Eliezer. What does that have to do with the machlekes Ramei and Rebbe Eliezer? If you want to make a gezeira, what's the gezeira? That they're going to erase the top, rewrite the top, and they'll bring it in, and they'll make a mistake, they'll be masher it. And not they'll make a mistake, they'll be masher it, because kulei al-machak is kosher. So that should be true of Rebbe Eliezer too, because Rebbe Eliezer himself holds that Ede Chassima are also good on a shtar. So what are you going to be geyser here? You're going to be geyser for what? For Rameya, not Rebbe Eliezer?
If you're going to say it's a gezeira, so the gezeira should be true about everybody.
If you're going to say it's ikar adin, if you have a case where it's ikar adin, because they eidah chasima and not eidah chasima, so then I understand. If it's an ikar adin, then no gezeiras, I understand the gezeira belongs to Ramei. Ramei holds an ikar adin, the chasima is not a good chasima. And Rebbe Eliezer holds that you don't need the chasima, the eidah chasima are good. But you're right. Rebbe Eliezer only holds it's good to hold you bring in Eidei Nesira. That calls man you don't mix in Gezeiris. If you don't mix in Gezeiris, it's very good. Rebbe Eliezer says you bring the Eidei Nesira. Rebbe Eliezer says what Eidei Nesira? But once you stick in a Gezeira, you should be Gezer no matter what. I'm going to be Gezer that someone's going to bring in a Tzav, which is Kulei Al Machak, which is kosher. Tzav says Kulei Al Machak is not called Yochel Dayif. He'll bring it to Bezin. Bezin will be makshirit. Because Kulei Al Machak, Tosis says, it's nikur between one machak and two. Kulei Al Machak is like an Aksav Shei Yechol is diet. So then it's kasha.
Anything on
paper that's definitely you'll go and bring it. Well, you won't have to. Tosis himself said that if it's Kulei Al Machak, it's kasha. Because they didn't do diamond imprinting that wasn't a Christian farming. Otherwise, Tosis could explain the Mishnah that way. That the whole thing is written on a machak. The whole purpose of Tais is to say if it's kulei al machak, it will be kosher. So Tais is saying if it's kulei al machak, it's kosher. So Chazay Nish writes a teretz. Chazay Nish says that just like we have a rule by Eidin Baal Peh. Eidim, two Eidim come to Bez and they say Eidim. So we have certain rules when we're Masher, when we're the Kabbal Eidim, Baal Peh. Let's say two Eidim say Eidim and Bez at night. We're not the Kabbal. Are they bigger liars at night? Do we have some Kabbalah that by night people are more prone to lie than by day? No. Why is it that Eidim Baal Peh by day is kosher and by night not? The Teretz is. That this which we makabel Aden, not a svara. This that we accept the words of two witnesses. It's a svara, it's an umdin, are they telling the truth? No. Two Aden could lie also. It's a gzeres hakasu.
that Eidim Baal Peh has a Din Eidus. Eidus Baal Peh has a Din Eidus. The same thing is true about Eidei Chasima on Ashtar. The Eidei Chasima on Ashtar are kosher because of the Gezeres HaKosev, what we've been calling all year the Kaya Hashtar. There's a Gezeres HaKosev that Eidim on Ashtar are good. Why? Why are Eidim on Ashtar good? It's Gezeres HaKosev. The Parsha of Shtaris is Mechadish to us that when you have witnesses signed on Ashtar, it's Kemishan Efkar Eidus on Bebet. Right, we even had cases where it's even stronger than Eidus Alpeh. Eidim who sign a shtar, that's connected to Eidus on the bed. Pshat and Tosfos, why is it possible when the Ksav on top is Eine Mochuk and the Eidim are on a Mechav? You know why it's possible? Because it's Yochel Ezdayus. Because you can forge the top. It's not a Gzeira. I don't mean it's a Gzeira. We don't make, we're not making a new Gzeira. But it's a Din in Eidim Usain, that Eidim Usain Ishtar have to sign Ishtar She'en Yachol Ezdayis. That's the Gzeres HaKosav of Shtaris, by Rameya. Rameya holds that Shtaris work because of Eidei Chasima. The Eidim, you know why they have to be Eidim that are on Ekstav She'en Yachol Ezdayis? It's not because we make Cheshbainis and we say otherwise there's a lie. No, even there's no lie. The top of the Shtar is clear. There's no lie. It doesn't matter. Just like Eidus Bapeh who say Eidus at night, it's not an Eidus. Because Eidus Bapeh who say Eidus at night, it's concerning because there is a Kosovo of Eidus. The same thing, Eidus Shtar who signs something that Yochel is dying, something that could be fake, that could, you could scratch out the top and rewrite. It's concerning in the key of because there is a Kosovo of Eidus. That's not Eidus. Eidus has to be Eidus Shehemi Yochel is Dayus. That's Rameyu holds Eidus Chasima, what makes a Shtar, that he holds Eidus Ashtar have to be Eidus Shehemi Yochel is Dayus. Any Eidus who signs something where the top could be changed, it's Chesaron Mitzeres HaKosav. That's how Chesaronish explains Rameyu's Psul, Rameyu's Psul of Ksav Sheyochel is Dayus. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Rabbi Laza, now we have to not get confused between the Tana Rabbi Laza and the Amayra Rabbi Laza. So if Amar Rabbi Laza, the Amayra Rabbi Laza said, Rabbi Laza, the Tana was only master right away. Once time passes, we're afraid that he forgot it was a Tanai. It's Mazayit. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, Afilu Mekan ad Asara Yamin, Demisi Dehava Beit Tanai, Mitzah Dechiri. Rabbi Yechon says, we're not afraid he'll forget. It could even be longer, even more than the time you say. Rabbi Yechon and Mestam holds a very long time also, that we assume that he would remember. If he doesn't remember, then it's not, we assume that there was no tonight. That's the first machlaikis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yechanan. For Omer Rabbi Elazar, second machlaikis, for Hishir Rabbi Elazar, Ela Begitin, Abo Bishar Shtar is like. Now the way Tosis explains, Begitin here means Gitin and Shtarei Kinyan. The Begitin and Shtarei Kinyan, Rabbi Elazar was Machshir. But Shar Shtaris, Shtari Raya, Loi, Bixiv, and the Satem, Bixiseres, Laman Yamdu Yamin Rabin. Yirmiyah tells Klal Yisrael that you're going to go for 70 years, write a Shtar Raya, and put it in a place where it'll stay for, it'll be preserved. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, I feel the Bishtaris, even Bishtari Raya. I have Siv Laman Yamdu Yamin Rabin, Hosa Meitzah Taiva Kamashkola. So we have here a Machlaikis in the Maskonas HaGemara, was this din of our Mishnah that we passed in, that Ksav Sheyochel Ezdayis is kosher, is that true by Shtarei Raya or not true by Shtarei Raya? We have a Machlaikis of Yechon Rabbi Elazar. Machlaikis had a Paskin, the Riz Paskin is like Rabbi Elazar, Ben Echadam Paskin is like Rabbi Yechonan. It's Machlaikis Ledina. But this, everyone's Maida, by Gittin and Shtarei Kinyan, by Gittin and Shtarei Kinyan, everyone's Maida that Ksav Sheyochel, Shtar Sheyochel Ezdayis, Nayamachuk and the line Diftera are kosher. Just the Maskana Sagamari. is a size at the beginning of Siman Mem Beis. And there are really two here to the Ketzais. There's to learn the technical part of the Ketzais, and then try to understand the Sfarach Yitzayna of what the Sugi is about, what the whole idea is about. Let me first mention something that doesn't say in the Ketzais, and then we'll learn the Ketzais. When you have a shtar that's written on Kaspa, you have a shtar, we would say a shtar in pencil. Right? You have a shtar that's written in pencil. Or in those days, it was a shtar that was written on Diftara, a shtar on Ayam Malchok, a shtar that could be forged. How do you look at that? Well, what is the sorin of a shtar that's written in such a manner? The sorin is that it could be forged. It's a shtar that could be forged. So they have problems. Or is the pshat that It's not a shtar that you can forge, that's a shtar. No, you can look at it two ways. You can look at it that in the cases where it's possible. You can look at it that it's b'chlal not a shtar. A shtar that's yachol is dayit, that's a shtar. It's b'chlal not a shtar. Or you could look at it that it's a shtar, just it's not a reliable shtar. A shtar it is. Look, there are words written. They're either signed, it's a shtar. It just happens to be that we have problems with the shtar because we can't use it. This is a question of how to look at any shtar shiochel is dais. Any time you have a shtar that you could be mizayis. Now, again, before we get to our Indian, we had once the Indian of a shtar that's written to Yosef ben Shimon. I'm not talking about a ghetto, it's shtar mammon. You have a shtar mammon, it says Yosef and Shimon owes me money. Yosef and Shimon owes plenty of money. And there are two Yosef and Shimons in town. So what's the din? What do you do with such a shtar? The din is you can't manayim either one. You go to one Yosef and Shimon, he pushes you to the other one. You go to the second one, he pushes you to the first one. The Rambam says, and it's the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Memtes of Zion, that if there are two Yosef ben Shimons in a city, Ein lo hoitzi shtar, Ela im kein eidim mi'idim oisai. The Rambam says, listen carefully, I have a shtar that says Yosef ben Shimon owes me money, and there's more than one Yosef ben Shimon in town. So to Rambam, I can't take out such a shtar. I can't use it. That's pasha. Ela in Cain, Edom the Edom, I say, unless I bring the Edom, and they say, oh, we meant the Yosef ben Shimon who lives on 45th Street. And they identify him. If you bring the Edom, if they identify him, it's good. What's the deal in the Lashon Rambam? The deal in Lashon Rambam is that if you do have Edim, it's a shtar. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. The Rambam says when you have a shtar that says Yosef ben Shimon, which is pashtus, not a good shtar, that two Yosef ben Shimon. If he says ein lo hoitzi hashtar, ela im kein Edim mi idim oisa, unless the Edim say Edis on the shtar. Which is mashma that once the Edom say this on the shtar, it's a shtar. And the Magid Mishnah adds to the Rambam that the Edom, what they would do is they would add to the shtar now an identification of which Yosef ben Shimon they mean. They're coming to Bezdin now. Bezdin says, Yosef ben Shimon, there are two of them. So you bring the original Edom, and they'll add. They'll be Mishalish. They'll write Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov. They'll add the grandfather's name so it should be clear which one. Which means that the way the Magen Mishnah understands the Rambam Pashtus, it's a shtar. It's a shtar. It's just that this shtar has a lack of identification and you can't identify which one, so we'll fix it up. So, what? What? And you might have a Shabbat.
How can you call it all people? The whole thing is a call. The call that goes out is that there's one of these two two Yosef mentions. How granted the Eidim come later on and tell me which one it is when that's hard.
So the Tumim is the Kasha. The Tumim asks, the Tumim says, what? You write the Shtar later? You're going to write now who the grandfather is? It's a Shtar Mugdim. The Shtar is dated the day they originally wrote the Shtar. That's the date of the Shtar. You're going to write in the Shabbatim from then. And now the Eidim are going to add the identification of who they're talking about. Respect the Tumim, how could they? He doesn't understand. How could you name Asha such a Shtar? The Ktsais is also Matniya. So he says, B'chlar, you can't write shtaris after signatures. So Klal Gadol, once the Eidim sign, you can't write a shtar anymore. If you're by a chasna, and they stayed and signed the ksuba, and they forgot to fill something in, that's ma'akiv, you can't fill it in later. Besides, it's not ma'akiv, so you can fill it in. It doesn't matter. But someday it's ma'akiv, you can't fill in later. Once they sign. What? So...
You don't know what it is.
That's what the whole point is going to be. The Tzai stands on that this is a Dabra Ma'akiv. Since the Shtar, when it said Yosef and Shimon, you couldn't mind with. So that Shtar, it's a Dabra Ma'akiv in the Kayach Shtar. The Shtar is no Kayach. When later you'll identify who it is, that'll have a Kayach. That's it's too late to write it.
Are they writing
that's
the
his Kayach. What?
They're writing it on the Shtar?
They're writing it into the Shtar, on the Shtar. Where? They're not supposed to be ruined, that's true. I'll stick it in, I don't know where they'll stick it in. They'll stick it in after our call Shreva Kayyam. They'll stick it in who they meant, and they'll write again our call Shreva Kayyam. I don't know. I don't know exactly where they're going to stick it in. But the district size and the Tumim's Tania on this din. So the Nishina is there, it's in them tests. See, this is a Sitkot and test. Taka says that this machlokes is hainu hadavar shedibarnu. It's what we talked about in the beginning. The reason that Tzais and Tumim have a problem is because they feel a shtar that's not clear is not a shtar. A shtar that says Yosef ben Shimon that doesn't have clarity as to who it is, it's not a shtar. That's apparently the opinion of the Tzais and the Tumim. The Nesida says, no, Shad and Rambam is that it's a good shtar. A shtar which is missing a prat in being clear, it's a shtar. It's just missing a prat. That prat will have to be mevarer. If we'll be mevarer the prat, we'll be able to use the shtar. If you won't be mevarer the prat, you won't be able to use the shtar. But it's not a vart that it's not a shtar. The shtar is good. The shtar says yes, it's been shit. There are two possible interpretations of the shtar. We'll have to call the Eidim in. The Eidim will have to explain to us what was meant.
How do you say that? Obviously, it's not a good shtar. Otherwise, you wouldn't need to be mevarer anything.
It's a good shtar, but it's missing explanation.
It's a good shtar, so you can't then go use it. You can't until you've been mevarer.
It's a shtar. It's like a shtar. Shiachol is value. It's a shtar which could be used incorrectly. If we bring an Eidim to be mevarer, the point that that's missing, then it will be good. Then that part will be good.
The thing is, the Ktais and the Tumim say completely that's not good, even if you clear it up. That's the
Ktais and Tumim hold that the Shtar has to be complete. If it's incomplete, that's not the Shtar.
Based on what the Nesivus is answering, that if it has a lack of clarity, not that it's
the Nesivus is saying, right, that as long as the Ikar Hashtar, it's hard to say what the Ikar Hashtar, because the Ikar Hashtar is Yosef ben Shimon is part of the Ikar. In fact, we don't know which one. Taka Chiddush of the Nesivus. The Nesivus is saying that that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Lamaisa it's a Rambam, it's a Mechaber, it's a Magen Mishnah. He's learning into the Rambam and into the Mechaber this Chiddush. That a Bishtar has all the Pratim. It just could be used as a law. It could be used for the wrong person. So you have to be Mevar at the point that it remains to be Mevar. But the Etzem, it's a Shtar. No, because the Ktsais is not masking that the Birur later helps Lamafreya.
The whole Ketosis Taina is, the Lashon of Ketosis is, how could you eat it later? You should eat Das HaMasayiv when you eat it later. He's learning that the Das HaMasayiv of the Shtar is only when it's clear. A Shtar that's not clear, the Ketosis holds is not a Shtar. So make a new Shtar now. You need Das HaMasayiv. You need the Masayiv to agree. You could do a new Shtar now. But say it's the old Shtar, that's what the Ketosis is not asking to. I would think the other way. I would think the chiddush is in the seudos. Because what's the difference if it says Yosef and Shimon and there are two Yosef and Shimon in town? Or any other star in the star? If Lamaisa Befail, I can be prevailed with it, well, that's a star. Let's ignore Shtar Shechel Zayif. The etzem words of the Ketosis Tzivos, you can understand. Forgetting the comparison. They're arguing whether the Shtar, which Kamosha Hu is not, you can't manayim with, is that called a Shtar? I would think the Ketosis is more mistaber. What kind of Shtar is it? But that makes it a Shtar. That means it's a Shtar that you can't manayim with. A Shtar that doesn't say Aegis shouldn't be a Shtar. Doesn't give him a verdict Aegis. I think there is something wrong with the etzem. It doesn't identify the life. It doesn't identify the life. Alright, the Sivis says like you. The Sivis says that it's a good star, it just needs a bearer. What? The Tum is Kasha. You're asking, what about the Mishubad? So what should the Lukukas have done? That's what you're saying. What should the Lukukas have done? How are you going to answer? Well, the way the Nesivus answers the Tumas Kash, he says it's not a Shtar Mugdam, because the Shtar is a good Shtar, B'shas Nais. You're asking, what are the Kukas going to do? They shouldn't buy from either Yosef and Shimon. Maybe that's what he means. They should know, if I buy from any Yosef and Shimon, I'm taking a risk.
Well, first of all, until the fear happens, right, then there's no lean on anything.
Well, not according to Sivis. Sivis tells us a lien right now. It's funny to have a lien on something that you have to be still. I have to wait to be mavar with Aiden. That's very strange. I tell you this bederach hakdama to understand that the Ketosis Sivis looked at least the Yosef and Shimon star. They looked at it two different ways. The Ketosis looks at it that it's not a star but chlal. And the Sivis looks at it that it's a star, it just needs something to be mavur. With that background, we can come to the Yikam Achlaikis here in our Sugya. In our Sugya, we passed in the Siman Mem Beis that Shtarei Kinyan are kosher by Iksav Shiochel as Dayif. You can write Shtarei Kinyan that way. What does that mean? Zot Smat. It means that I want to sell you my house, I can take out a piece of paper and write in pencil, or can write on a paper that's Yochel is Dayif. I write on it that I Ruvein hereby sell my house to Shimon, and Edom I'm going to sign, presumably, on the Shtar, and I'm going to give it to you, and it's going to be a good Shtar. Even though the Shtar is Yochel is Dayif, but Shtarei Kinyan, it works. That's the way the Shema and the Shach Parasei LaHalacha, that's the way you do it. The Bach says that this is a mistake in learning our sugya. The Bach brings the Shema, who says, based on our sugya, you write a Shtar Kinyan on a piece of paper, and there you have a thing on the piece of paper, you hand it and it's good. He says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? So at the back, our sugya is only makshawat. With Ede Nisira, Rebbe Lezi, Hidomer Ede Nisira Kazi. The back says What are you talking about? Tomorrow, Sugya, you're going to learn that Shtari Kinyan are good on Ksav Shiachal is Dayas? Only with Eide Mesira. Just like a get needs Eide Mesira. So the same thing, if you want to do a Shtar Kinyan, and you want to say Shtar Kinyan is like a get, Shtar Kinyan get is Hainu Ha'at, that's what you want to say. So Shtar Kinyan and get is Hainu Ha'at. Just like a get needs Eide Mesira in order to be kosher. So Zok the Bach, the same thing, Shtar Kinyan needs Eide Mesira in order to be kosher. Well, how can the Sma and the Shach say such a thing that it's kosher without Eide Mesira? You would. Our Gemara says about get, so we say, Tais says, who had in Shtari Kinyan? So the Bach says, who had in Shtari Kinyan? Just like get needs Eide Mesira, Shtari Kinyan needs Eide Mesira. How could the Sma go and say that it's even better than get? Get is kosher only with Eide Mesira, and Shtari Kinyan are kosher without Eide Mesira. That's the Bach's kasha on the Sma. The Bach says, all you can learn from our Gemara is that Ksav Shiachal is Dayak is kosher with Eide Mesira. Period. So why not the same thing as Shtari Kinyan?
Shtari Kinyan is only for the Kinyan, it's not for the Raya. Then you have a Shtari Raya, Shtari Raya.
So the get has to be a Shtari Raya.
That's the whole point.
Is that the whole point? Well, the Shach answers the Bach Taina. It's a difficult. He says that get has an added din of Ein Dovah Sheba'er V'Pachas Rishayim. By Gittin, there's an added halacha of Ein Dovah Sheba'er V'Pachas Rishayim. So that's why you need Eide Mesira. But as far as Mamin, by Mamin, Haidar's Baldin can be Eidim done. By Mamin, if the Baldin is made that it was a Mesira, Haidar's Baldin can be Eidim done. So Memele the Bach said, you need Eide Mesira. Zokta the Shach, you have Eide Mesira, Haidar's Baldin can be Eidim done. If the Baldin is made that there was a Mesira, that's just as good. Now, by Dov Shabarev, it's not just as good. Because you had places on Dov Dalid that by Get, we don't say Hadar's Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. But by Shtore Mamun, where we say Hadar's Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami, so you don't need Eidim Mesira. So the Sma is right. All you need in order to make it a good Shtar is Eidim Hasima on the Shtar, and you give over the Shtar, it's Yochel Azdayas. But just like Rav Elezer's Masher Get, that's Yochel is Dayif, the same thing will be Masher Shtari Kinyan, that's Yochel is Dayif. Now, if the other person will say it's forged, of course, we're not going to trust the Shtar. Because not everyone's Maida, it's a good Shtar. If everyone's Maida, it wasn't forged, it's a good Get, and it's a good Shtar, and there's no problem. This is how the Shach explains that the Yitzvah Dvarayla from Alice Sugya, that Shiochel is Dayif is Kosher. As long as everyone's made it, there was no zeal. Shiochel is Dayif is Kosher. You don't need Eide Mesira. Only by Get. By Gittin, you need Eide Mesira. Not by a Shtari Mamun. Now, the Ksais comes and defends the Bach. How does the Ksais defend the Bach? So, the Ksais, what kind of Shtar is this? It's a Shtar with signatures of Eide Chasima. Now obviously, if there are no Eide Chasima and no Eide Mesira, that's not a Shtar. A Shtar is not a Shtar unless you hold Ksav Yadai is good. If you hold a person's personal signature is good. But if you have a Shtar written by a cipher, and there are no Eide Chasima, no Eide Mesira, no nothing, that's not a Shtar. It's not a Shtar, it's a piece of paper. Says in all over Shas, he says all over Shas, he never had such a Shtar. A sefer writes a Shtar, and nobody, no Eidim signed it, and no Baldin signed it. Nothing. There's no Havamina that should be a Shtar. Memela, when you have Eide Chasima on such a Shtar, Eide Chasima on such a Shtar is also nothing, because Eide Chasima that could be erased, Remeya holds is possible. So Zotik Tzais, Midda Remeya, Nishmol or Rebbe Lazar. If no Remeya, Eide Chasima, Shiochel is Dayif is nothing.
So the Rebbe loves that also. Ede chasima shiachol azayif is nothing. So zaptik tzayis, the Bach is right. You're going to need Ede Nesira. Because without Ede Nesira, there's nothing here. It's just a piece of paper. These don't have a din of Ede chasima. If it's yachol azayif. It's the Ketzosis time. Now, it gets a little confusing just to try to set up the two shitas. What comes out in Lamaisa, we have two shitas. What is the kula of Shtarei Kinyan from our sugya? What is the kula? The shita of the Shach and the Sma is that what comes out from our Gemara is you can go and do a Shtarei Kinyan, Shiachal is Dayat, Yerege Chasima. And that's 100% kosher. The Bach of the Ksais Taina is not kosher. The Bach of the Ksais say without Ede Mesira it's nothing. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing when you have no Ede Mesira, all you have is a shtar written, what we call written in pencil, with signatures of Ede Chasima. What's the machlokes? Think about it for a minute. What's really the machlokes? The Ketzos says that's not a shtar. That's not a shtar. A shtar that's written and signed in pencil, it's not a shtar b'chlal. That's a shtar. So therefore, you have to have Ede Mesira. With Ede Mesira, it'll be a shtar. Because Ede Mesira is good, but what can Ede Mesira be? For a story kid. But without Ede Mesira, there is no shtar here. Ede Mesira, the pencil, it's nothing. It's like it doesn't have that signature.
Can you make it possible to make it lion?
What?
Can you make it possible to there and make it lion?
Should you make it
possible for there and make it lion in the stack?
You want to make a Zeris, I don't know that.
Why make it possible by a signature? The only time it is by changing the fucking. If not changing the fucking, then it'll be possible.
There it goes. Now, yes, it can, so let's make a Zeris. Well, it's told off by the kasher because it's there without a makar we don't make. You know, you try to find a makar, okay, it could be done. But neither of them says that we move Gazer. The Ketzos is clear. The Ketzos says that just like the Grimeya, Ege Chasima on the Yachal Dayas are nothing. Grimeyas are nothing. Grimeyas is possible. Leila Belaza, Ege Chasima who signed in Yachal Dayas is also nothing. It's also nothing. There's nothing there. It's not a shtar. The Melech of the Ketzos without Ede Mesira, it's right to nothing. The Nesivis defends the Shach by saying, what do you mean it's nothing? You have signatures. You do have signatures. It's Yochel Ezdayit. It's Yochel Ezdayit. You have to know it's true. No, I guess by the Kamei Ede means you know it's true. He's being right that the signatures are good. It would seem to me that if you like ma'amik into what are they arguing about, they seem to be arguing is a shtar in pencil a shtar just because it's forged, or is a shtar in pencil not a shtar at all? The Ketzos names on a shtar that's written in pencil, that's written in Yochel Ezdayit, is not a shtar. So without Ede Mesira, there's nothing to talk about, and that's the Lashon HaKetzos. The Shah and the Nesivis Neman, it is a Shtar. It's a Shtar with Chashashis. It's a Shtar in which there are Chashashis, maybe there's a forgery. So if I die as Badin Kamei Eidin, by Mami. So then I don't need Eidin Nesira, I die as Badin Kamei Eidin, Dami. It would seem that this Machlaikis Nesais Nesivis, complicated though it may be, comes down to a very simple Nakuda, which seems to be similar to the Machlaikis by the two Yosef and Shimon's. And that is, when I have a shtar, which could be forged, it's just not, it could be a forged shtar, it just happens to be it's not a forged shtar. I know from Adim, I know he knows about Adim. Is that called a shtar? The Ketzos comes down, it's not a shtar. Side by is a machine. And side by a shtar and pencil, he says a shtar and pencil, not a shtar. The Nesivis and the Shach them on, it is a shtar. It's just a shtar that you have to be Mavar. You have to make sure that it wasn't forged. Because man, I'm going to be Mavar, it's going to remain. This seems to be the side of the Machlokes, the Ketzos and the Nesivis. I think it's probably a break to studio with other applications. Maybe tomorrow the beginning of Shira, I'll recap it, and maybe we'll see, we'll find other cases where we'll be able to find that it says to see this argument the same type of an argument. We're just very much facing the clock. It's interesting that the second parak here at the end of the parak has a lot of the big yisoidis of the Gemara. We had earlier in the parak the shaila of whether the sefer has to be the shliach of the baal. Whether the sefer has to be a shliach of the baal, it doesn't have to be to write the get. And I kept on saying it's a tesis later. It's this tesis, the big tesis here on the bottom of the page. I know it's a lot of work, but I'd like for tomorrow, just so that we can finish on schedule, catch up to me if you haven't already, and try to do at least the Mishnah. I'm not going to go past the Mishnah tomorrow, but at least start the Mishnah.